From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has filed a brief with the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco on behalf of reinstating President Donald Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals plans to start hearing oral arguments from both sides Tuesday. The Justice Department's brief contends the ban is a lawful exercise of the president's authority. It calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban vastly overbroad. Along with U.S. attorneys, nearly 100 companies in two states and a group of Democrats filed arguments against the ban. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was a member of parliament. His popularity has declined significantly since the issue emerged. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians who it accused of spying for the Somali federal government and Jubaland State Administration. The executions took place Sunday in the town of Jemame. The four men were accused of collaborating with authorities on counterterrorism efforts, including drone strikes that targeted the extremist group. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump promised to give the military his full support in a speech to troops at the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, in Florida.
As your president, I have no higher duty than to protect the American people. Highest duty we have. I said it the other night. Great, great Supreme Court nominee. You all saw that. But I said to myself, perhaps the only thing more important to me, definitely, is the defense of our nation.
The president spoke out against the Islamic State group, which he said is on a campaign of genocide across the globe. President Trump will attend a meeting of NATO leaders in May. The president spoke by phone Sunday with NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg. Besides the upcoming meeting, the statement says the conversation also touched on the conflict in eastern Ukraine. On Sunday, Turkish security forces launched a big crackdown on the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones reports.
Since early Sunday, police have been breaking down the doors of suspected Islamic State members. More than 30 people were detained in Istanbul, many in the area where a gunman responsible for the New Year's Eve nightclub attack was captured by police last month. That attack spurred an unprecedented crackdown on the designated terrorist group. Dozens were arrested in the city of Izmir, and according to local news reports, an imminent attack was foiled. Analysts say this latest crackdown is on an unprecedented level nationwide, with arrests in 29 provinces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Kremlin is asking the U.S. Fox News Channel for an apology. Fox host Bill O'Reilly recently referred to Russian President Vladimir Putin as a killer. A spokesman called O'Reilly's remarks unacceptable and offensive. Five countries, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, have all decided to set up a new counterterrorism force in the Sahel region. Meeting in Mali's capital, officials from the country said they are alarmed by a mounting jihadist threat in the area. Israeli forces struck Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip Monday following a Palestinian rocket attack on a border area. Palestinian medical officials report three people wounded in the Israeli strikes. European Union Affairs, Foreign Affairs head Federica Mogherini says she plans to hold talks in Washington this week with key members of the Trump administration. She told reporters her main goal is to find ways the EU and the United States can cooperate and work together. She says important issues for the bloc are climate change, United Nations efficiency, as well as the crises in Libya and Syria. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes a bit lower at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.